Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am continuing my conversation from yesterday with Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator A.J. Seeley. This is part two of a two-part interview. Now, the other thing that you've been discussing with the Board of Supervisors is staffing with the Emergency Operations Center. You're kind of a one-man army there in Adel. So what are you looking for as far as this is concerned?
Sure, yeah. So as emergency manager, I've 11 statutory responsibilities across the kind of wide range of emergency response. And there's planning and there's mitigation, and then there's response and recovery. And so one of the big components of it that usually taxes an agency pretty hard is the response component, because it's things that are happening in a faster or more rapid than I can usually handle them and coordinate them. So one of the things that I'm looking to do is set up kind of a staffing arrangement with the Board of Supervisors, so that as other cities and as we grow the emergency management program, it effectively calls upon some of those other agencies to provide one or two or a handful of people to help in this center that's called the Emergency Operations Center. And what that does is it helps to kind of force multiply my duties and effectively give support to the communities that might be facing a disaster or having impacts.
Okay, now for this, you're looking for essentially volunteers from among like the county and city staff. It's not something that you're just going to go out and hire people specifically for this, correct?
Right, yeah, it would be inefficient to do that. So it's really the people that I'd be calling on are public safety officials or other county government workers who have worked in similar capacities before. It's just a little bit different in the emergency operations role. And so, like I said, it's only during that response phase, and we don't hit that very often, fortunately. So it would be very infrequent that they're called upon, and so it'd be inefficient to hire somebody full-time or a group of people full-time to do that. So that's where we kind of bring in those other parties.
All right. One last thing that I wanted to ask you about today is just some general preparedness tips that you have for people. Basically, give people an idea of what they should be doing to prepare themselves for these big disasters that could happen, tornadoes, fires, severe thunderstorms, that sort of thing. What can people do to make sure that they're ready for those?
Sure. Yeah. So severe weather is actually it's been ranked our highest threat or most likely threat, with probably the most impact as well in Dallas County. So we try to focus our efforts on things that are likely to happen. And so they're probable and they have a high magnitude of damage. And so tornadoes and wind and hail, it's kind of all go into the same category where we want to make sure people are prepared for that. So one of the things that we should do ahead of time to prepare for those is identify shelter locations. So basement or most interior part of your home, sometimes a bathroom. And so identifying those ahead of time gives you the free time during an actual emergency that you don't have to worry about coordinating where to go or figuring that out on the fly. So really spending the time ahead of time can pay off in a sense that you'll be in that safe place much faster and, you know, might even save someone's life. So we definitely stress that. The other things, so we found that, especially after the last disasters, that a lot of people aren't aware of what their insurance covers. And so having a conversation with your insurance provider and just talk about, hey, am I covered if a tornado hits my home, or if it's just wind that damages my home or my roof? And just having those conversations ahead of time can help prepare on a personal level so that you kind of know what to expect if that were to happen. And if you find that there's deficiencies, you're given the opportunity to correct them before something does happen. So we see a lot of those conversations happen after, unfortunately, they happen after flood impacts. And so if you want to have conversations now would be the time and not after that. Kind of the same thing for fire. If your home is at risk for fires, which, you know, they pretty much all are, having a smoke detector that is in place and batteries are good, and then having an area where you and your family are going to meet outside of the home when those detectors go off. I can go through a couple more things. So some of the severe weather preparedness, we can actually help with that. So we encourage people to have weather radios in their home, but we know a lot of people aren't doing that. One thing that we're kind of afraid of is that people rely on those outdoor warning sirens to hear an alert or a warning in the area. And so outdoor warning sirens are exactly what they sound like. They're made for warning those that are outdoors. So as we see new homes and windows being built that are airtight and soundproof, some of those sounds are having a hard time getting into those interior of the homes. So we encourage people to have a separate way of warning. So whether that would be a weather radio, or we actually have our own alerting system in the county. And to sign up, a user can text the number 69310, and the word that they want to text is Dallas Alerts with no spaces. So it's DALLASALERTS. And alternatively, they can sign up on our website. Just search for Dallas County, Iowa, and then we're under the Public Safety tab. Even a little bit further, if they want some more information on insurance or some of the other things I talked about, they can go to FEMA ready.gov page. So just do a search for ready.gov and FEMA, and that should come up with quite a bit of information and some samples on how to prepare and some things to talk about.
All right. Well, Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator AJ Seeley, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Oh, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator AJ Seeley. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.